Visits VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, announced a formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump and allegations that he sought a foreign government's help with his 2020 re-election bid. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The stage is now set for an election year brawl between President Trump and Congress.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
It's something House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had long resisted, but as questions grew about whether the president abused his office by leaning on a foreign government to help his re-election prospects, Democratic pressure grew from freshman members to top Pelosi allies. Speaking before her announcement, the president dismissed it all as a continuing witch hunt.
We have the strongest country in the world, the best economy we've ever had, and she's talking impeachment.
But says he thinks this could be a positive for him heading into election season. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House and Senate leaders are naturally reacting along party lines to Speaker Pelosi's announcement of a Trump impeachment inquiry. Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are still bitter about losing the 2016 presidential election and wanted to impeach Trump from day one.
They have been investigating this president before he even got elected. They have voted three times on impeachment on this floor. Twice they voted before one word of the Mueller report came back.
Meantime, House Democrat Elijah Cummings called Trump's alleged appeal to another government to interfere in a U.S. election an affront to the Constitution and a grave breach of his oath of office. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump addressed the United Nations Tuesday, highlighting some of the